Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. And parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM and Accra on Love 99.5 in Kumasi. It's also live across Ghana's 16 regions and on TuneIn and MyJoyOnline.com. Coming up, Bernard Mona wins landslide victory to become PNC flag bearer as he sets his sights on the presidency in the upcoming elections in December.
Under the leadership of Bernard Amatala Mona, will change the status quo and break the jeans and put smiles on the faces of all Ghanaians.
Also, new data from the University of Chicago shows that the average person is losing nearly 2 years of their life due to air pollution. We have details as local stakeholders call for more action from government.
We find that in some regions, particular pollution is cutting life expectancy by as much as 5.1 years.
We've been able to identify about 8 air pollution hotspots in Accra.
Also, Multimedia Group wins big at the 35th Chartered Institute of Marketing Performance Awards night, bagging the Media Group of the Year.
Is your guess as good as what is here?
The winner of these awards
is Multimedia Ghana Limited.
Congratulations to you.
These and more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Details now. Bernard Mona has emerged flag bearer of the PNC with a landslide victory of 1,138 votes, defeating his main contender, David Akwasera, who managed 216 votes. In his acceptance speech, Mr. Mona pledged an incorruptible presidency if given the nod by Ghanaians.
This victory is not the end. It is the beginning. The real work starts now. Ghanaians are fed up with the MPP and the NDC musical chairs. PNC, under the leadership of Bernard Amatala Mona, will change the status quo and break the jeans and put smiles on the faces of all Ghanaians. To my competitor, the Honorable David Akwasera, in this just-ended National Delegates Congress, I call on you to join me as we work to address the challenges ahead. The businessmen and market women, I understand your challenges. Our plight is the same, hence our fight must be the same. Our fight to restore confidence in the Ghanaian people that we can build this nation and free it from the clutches of the MPP, the NDC as internal enemies, and from the external enemies who don't want Ghana to prosper.
Bernard Mona, their PNC flag bearer. Now, new data from the University of Chicago shows that the average person is losing nearly 2 years of their life to air pollution, fine particulate matter in the air shortening lifespans across the globe. As the world marked International Day of Clean Air for Blue Sky, stakeholders are calling on government to take action against the growing threat. Michael Ashali has more.
Air pollution, the invisible killer claiming lives across the globe, it's now the second leading cause of premature deaths worldwide. In Ghana, it is responsible for 28,000 deaths every year, according to the World Health Organization. And across the world, it kills over 8 million people annually. Alarming figures from a UNICEF-backed report reveal that one child dies every minute due to the lethal effects of air pollution. New research from the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago shows that the average person is losing nearly 2 years of life due to air pollution. Krista Hazenkoff is the director of the Clean Air Program at EPIC.
If you look at West and Central Africa as a whole, we find that in some regions, particular pollution is cutting life expectancy by as much as 5.1 years.
Through projects like the Ghana Urban Air Quality and Breathe Accra, a network of air sensors has been deployed to monitor pollution levels across the city. Kelvin Yeboa is the project coordinator for Ghana AQ and Breathe Accra.
We've been able to identify about 8 air pollution hotspots in Accra.
In Accra alone.
Including Abogoshi Market, Nima Market, Madina Zongo Junction, La Paz, Choco.
Country lead of Clean Air Fund, Desmond Appiah, says it is time to pay critical attention to the menace.
It should be enforced to the point that the regulators have no option but to ensure laws are strong and biting.
For Joy News, Michael Ashali.
The U.S. ambassador to Ghana, Virginia Palmer, has officially handed over a state-of-the-art 60-bed mobile field hospital to the Ghana Armed Forces. Valued at over 78 million Ghana cedis, the facility is equipped with an intensive care unit, two surgical operating rooms, an X-ray laboratory and a morgue, an emergency room and two generator sets. Martina Bugri has more.
Fully equipped medical facility can be rapidly deployed to scenes of disaster or remote areas who do not have access to routine health care. Speaking at the handing over ceremony, Ambassador Virginia Palmer said this year the U.S. government's support to the military will exceed $28 million.
The mobile hospital is the latest example of what a strong U.S.-Ghana security partnership can deliver. And we'll see more of that over the coming weeks, Honorable Minister. This year, we will exceed $28 million, or over 438 million CDs, in security support to Ghana. We're focused on supporting Ghana as a leader in West Africa, working together on regional security, investing in people through our long-term development relationship, protecting democratic institutions, and advancing mutual prosperity.
Martina Bugri with that report.
The media organization of the year 2023. Is your guess as good as what is here? It's Multimedia Ghana Limited.
And that was the announcement that greeted Multimedia's big win at the 35th Chartered Institute of Marketing Performance Awards night. The group swept four awards, namely Media Group of the Year, Online Portal of the Year, Radio Program of the Year as well. Joe Riafi has the rest of the story.
The awards, which has become the standard for measuring marketing excellence in Ghana, but all those who matter in the corporate space, to gather at the Plush Labadi Beach Hotel. Multimedia Group on that night won all the awards when it comes to the media space. Here is the announcement that preceded the awards presentation for that night.
The media organization of the year 2023. Is your guess as good as what is here? The winner of this award is Multimedia Ghana Limited. Congratulations to you. Multimedia Ghana Limited. The next award category is the Online News Portal of the Year 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, the Online News Portal of the Year 2023 goes to My Joy Online.
Also, the Radio Program of the Year went to Asempa FM's show Ekosiseng. Meanwhile, Emmanuel Givenu's special feature on the plight of two disabled students at the University of Ghana won the Presidential Special Award.
Esther Boedu, student, University of Ghana, and her bosom friend, Miss Felicity Wedava Ajure, who is also a student of the University of Ghana. And now, the journalist who threw light and visibility on this particular story. Let's help celebrate Mr. Emmanuel Kwashi Givenu, journalist, Joy News, who broke the story. Let's welcome the three of them even as they come.
The National Science and Masks program, put together by Primetime Limited, which is also heavily partnered by Multimedia Group, won the TV program of the year. The overall marketing company of the year went to MTN Ghana. In related development, the managing director of Labadi Beach Hotel, David Duaf, was adjudged the marketing man of the year at the CMG Awards night. Mr. Duaf dedicated the award to the staff and workers of the hotel.
These accolades are not only a testament to individual effort, but also a reflection of the collective dedication, innovation, and teamwork that drive success in our various industries.
Managing Director of Primetime Limited, Anekwa Mensabunsu, was also adjudged the Marketing Woman of the Year. This is what she had to say after the award.
I would like to say a very big thank you to my parents here, they are here, Dr. Kwaku Mensah-Bonsu, who started the National Science and Maths Quiz and handed it over to me in 2013. And my mother, Her Ladyship Justice Professor Henrietta Mensah-Bunsu, for seeing something in me that I didn't see in myself.
Indeed, congratulations to all the winners at the 35th CIMG Marketing Performance Award, which has become the standard for measuring excellence in the marketing space in Ghana.
Well, away from the CIMG Awards, our man in the Upper West Region, Rafiq Salam, also won Journalist of the Year there. Here are excerpts from the night.
Really elated for the honor done me. And then also, I want to thank the organizers for choosing me as the best journalist in the Upper West Region. This award comes along with a lot of responsibility. That clearly means that I have to improve on a lot, and also getting more voices of the people, the challenges that people are facing, and then also for the development of the region. So I'm highly elated for this honor. And I also want to thank the multimedia group for the platform giving me, the team Inwa, Asalat, Dan, and then also Lutuf for being the backbone that supported me.
And we are super excited and proud of you, Rafiq Salam. Keep up the good work. Still on some good news, a Ghanaian Joseph Oredu has won the Best Young Innovator Award at the 7th Africa Tourism Leadership Forum, which took place from September 3rd to 6th, 2024 at Gaborone International Convention Center in Botswana. Out of over 154 entries in the Africa Youth in Tourism Innovation Challenge, his project stood out. Maxwell Agbagba has more.
The Africa Youth in Tourism Innovation Challenge provides young African innovators and entrepreneurs in the travel and tourism sectors with an opportunity to present ideas to global investors, partners, and mentors, facilitating valuable chances for funding and collaboration. Joseph Redu was among the top three finalists following the 6th Africa Youth in Tourism Innovation Summit held in Namibia in May 2024. However, due to some challenges, he could not attend the award ceremony in Botswana. Francis Doku, media executive and COO of Digital Plug In Limited, accepted the award on his behalf. Joseph Oredu has expressed his gratitude, saying, quote, "This recognition highlights the immense potential for technology to redefine safety standards in African tourism. I'm grateful for the opportunity to showcase Fiankra Comtech's work," unquote.
Our second runner-up of this event this year is Ajena Jafar, who is the founder and CEO of Toplug from Uganda, which is a mobile aggregator application.
There were other award winners too for their contribution to the tourism industry.
Ladies and gentlemen, and the winner in the Progressive Policies category is Rwanda Development Board. A round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Botswana's acting Minister for Environment, Natural Resources, Conservation and Tourism said the Africa Tourism Leadership Forum continues to draw attention to Botswana's rich natural heritage, conservation efforts and the strides the nation is making in ecotourism.
That from 2022 to 2024, the Africa Tourism Leadership Forum and Awards in Botswana have made a significant impact. They have promoted sustainable tourism, elevated Botswana's status as a travel destination, strengthened stakeholder engagement, and driven the growth of tourism in the region. The forum estimated socio-economic impact in Botswana is about 44 million. This highlights the ATFL global reach and influence.
Max Olagmagma bringing us to the end of this bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amisi Nyamicha Thompson. Stay tuned for the rest of our programs.
Keep this frequency clear. 99.7.